from me.
Hello and a very warm welcome to another edition of our monthly classical music programme, Encore. I'm David Vaughan.
And I'm Patricia Goodson.
And what we've just been hearing is a snippet of music by a Czech composer, about whom very little is known, but who is sometimes called the Bohemian Bach.
Yes, it's Bohuslav Matěj Černohorský, a Minorite priest whose exact date of birth is not known, but he was born very close to Bach, in time, that is, probably about 1684.
And so is this the reason why he's known as the Bohemian Bach?
Well, it's a bit of a stretch, in any case, since very little of his music has survived, and it makes it hard to judge what kind of composer he really was. But evidently, he was, like Bach was, an incredible improviser on the organ, and was considered a great master of music. In fact, he was given the honorary title of Mister, or Master, in Prague.
And so why does so little of his music survive? After all, if you think of Bach, I mean, a huge amount is still around.
Well, it's probably because their circumstances are quite different. Černohorský was a Catholic priest and a friar, so he lived at least part of the time in a cloistered community, while Bach was a Lutheran cantor, which was a prestigious, very public position which required a whole lot of music for church services, for ceremonies, and for teaching. And Černohorský was mainly an organist, and because of his tremendous facility, he could improvise magnificent fugues on the spot. So why bother to write them down? He just didn't need to do it. And I can tell you, I hadn't been able to imagine this kind of thing, this kind of improvising, until I came to Prague and got to know one organist here, Michal Novenko, who does this very easily. If you ever go here to the Anglican church service, you can hear him. He'll take the tune of the final hymn and build it into this huge, towering structure, and it just knocks your socks off. And I can't imagine him wanting to go back and slog through running it down. He probably forgets it as soon as he leaves the church.
Yes, in fact, we have featured Michal Novenko in this program before, so I think it's high time we got him back here in the studio.
Indeed.
Anyway, to get back to Černohorský, like many Bohemian composers at the time, he left his native country, didn't he? In his case, he went to Italy and spent most of his life there.
Yeah. As we said, we don't know a whole lot about him, but we do know he didn't get on well with his superiors in Prague. So both sides seemed to be happy when he went abroad.
And there is a new CD featuring his music that has come out on the Arta label. It's called Laudator Jesus Christus. And so let's listen now to some of the Regina Celi. So that was some of Bohuslav Matěj Černohorský's Regina Celi, sung by soprano Jana Chocholata, with the rather intriguingly named Hypochondria Ensemble.
Yeah. Well, leaping ahead to another Bohemian composer who had to go abroad, at least for a time, in order to make his way in the world, let's turn now to music by Bedřich Smetana.
And we're actually going to hear something now in a little while, aren't we, that was composed by Smetana while he was abroad.
Yes, he lived for several years or seasons in Gothenburg, Sweden, where he was very, very successful, which he had not particularly been in Prague, in both the professional and social spheres, which brings us to some of his lesser-known works, piano pieces from his early days as a piano virtuoso and teacher. And these are on a new CD by the Czech pianist Jitka Čechová on Supraphon label. In those days, that is the mid-1800s, virtuosi were all the rage, and everybody wanted to have them at their parties. Speaking of wealthy homes, I mean wealthy people and aristocrats.
And hostesses could score social points, couldn't they, by having a famous artist perform in their homes?
Yes, and so the players really sought to outdo one another because the contacts they made there and the exposure they got could do a whole lot for their wider fame and success.
And players not only had to have fabulous technique, but they were expected to compose or improvise their own music as well, weren't they?
Yes, and mind you, this led to a whole ocean of mediocre so-called salon music, music which is either full of empty technical display or dripping in fashionable sentiment.
But luckily, it wasn't all like that. The great composers of the time did also write some wonderful stuff in the genre, didn't they?
Yes, and Smetana was one who aspired to greatness. He wrote in his diary that he wanted to be a Liszt in piano technique and a Mozart in composition. And judging from the piece we're about to hear, he succeeded both in playing and composing rather like Liszt, if not Mozart, in some cases.
And we'll listen to part of his On the Seashore concert etude, which he wrote in 1861 after he'd spent several seasons in Sweden.
Yes, and I think he does a wonderful job of evoking a sense of waves at the seashore. So let's have a listen.
The opening of Bedřich Smetana's concert etude On the Seashore, as performed by Jitka Čechová. Not all of the music on this CD, though, like that piece, is virtuosic.
No, not at all, because shorter lyrical pieces were also in demand in the salons, in concert halls, and, of course, for students. And often they were dedicated to young ladies. They would be maybe the piano students of the performer or the wives of influential men. And it's really funny to read the list of Smetana's polkas. For example, there's a Georgina polka, an Elizabeth polka, a Maria polka, a Catherine polka, and a Bettina polka. And Bettina, he later married. So let's listen to part of one now from his collection Souvenirs from Bohemia in the form of polka.
Jitka Čechová's elegant performance of the opening of Bedřich Smetana's Polka in E minor from Souvenirs of Bohemia.
Well, let's turn now to another new disc, part of a new Superfon series dedicated to the art of the great conductor Václav Talich. And Talich is the one who built the Czech Philharmonic into a world-class ensemble in the interwar period.
And he's yet another person who had to leave the Czech lands in order to launch his career. He worked in Odessa, Tbilisi, and Ljubljana before becoming chief conductor of the Czech Philharmonic in 1919, just after Czechoslovakia had won independence.
Yes, and this series is projected to have 17 recordings, which will be released through the year 2007. So there's a whole lot to look forward to.
So what shall we listen to now from this CD of works by Suk, Novák, and Smetana?
Well, let's listen to a little bit of Josef Suk's Pohádka Suite. This is a piece called, or part of a piece, because we don't have time, called The True Love of Radus and Mahulena. And it was recorded in 1948, so the sound quality is a little bit compromised. But you can still hear, I think, the lovely sheen of the orchestra's sound. And I particularly like the very old-fashioned style of playing by the solo violin with a very sweet, rounded tone.
Lovely music there by Josef Suk. And unfortunately, that's all we have time for today, but we will leave you, and I hope there'll be enough time to play some of it, with an excerpt from Vyacheslav Novák's Slovácká Svita, which musically depicts one day in the life of a village in the Moravian-Slovak borderlands. This is from the movement entitled The Country Musician. So thank you very much today for joining us. If you'd like to contact us, don't forget that you can write to the English section, Radio Prague, 12099, Prague, the Czech Republic. But for the time being, from me, David Vaughan.
And me, Patricia Goodson.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.